What do you imagine when you think about university? Maybe it's sleepless nights in the library or the journey to your dream job. Maybe it was, or will be, your first time out of home or something you thought you'd never do. No matter your experience or expectations, there is one thing we all share. I'm Lizzie Jack and this is We Are UOW, a podcast by the University of Wollongong, where we explore the lifelong connections made on the UOW campus, from friends to mentors to marriages. Episode 5, Baron and Michael.
My name is Baron Hansen and I am a co-founder at Convix, a creative studio with offices in New York City, Los Angeles and Sydney.
And I'm Michael Appleford. I'm the strategic lead at Salt and Kim Studio here in Sydney.
Baron Hansen and Michael Apples Appleford grew up on the south coast of New South Wales, about 45 minutes apart from each other in Nowra and Kiama. They met as teenagers playing AFL and were two of the smaller kids on the field, according to Michael.
So I feel like we had to look out for each other a little bit, probably.
But living in different towns, they didn't hang out much and only really saw each other at footy. Like a lot of teenage acquaintances, the two lost touch. They went about their lives, finishing high school in their small hometowns and both unknowingly enrolling at the University of Wollongong. A few years later, a chance encounter outside the library helped transform these childhood acquaintances into travel buddies, housemates and best friends who have been by each other's side from Wollongong to Sydney to New Zealand to New York.
The start of university was awesome for me. I'd actually spent some time travelling. I took a gap year and coming back to Wollongong was a real like grounding and landing, and I was like, this is exactly where I need to be right now. And yeah, landing at Campus East and meeting a whole bunch of new friends and starting adult life, it felt like the right time and the right place. And yeah, it was a really, really special time. The first kind of first few weeks and first year was just like everything's new and fun and exciting. And yeah,
it felt like adult life.
Yeah,
it wasn't adult life.
This is adult life.
Looking back on it, it was still an in-between time.
Baron felt like he was where he needed to be. He'd done his travelling and was drawn to UOW for its location, the campus, and the extra admission points granted to students from the South Coast. He enrolled in a Bachelor of Commerce, majoring in marketing and PR. He moved into Campus East, a UOW student accommodation that houses hundreds of undergrads right near the beach in Fairy Meadow. He was thrown into a unit with a bunch of strangers and called it home.
Campus East was a really special place at that time. We had a huge group of people who were all very social, very active people. You know, it's on the beach, so you spend a lot of time at the beach. You have these big group dinners where everybody is coming together every evening to kind of talk about their classes or their day or what they were going to do that evening. So for me, it was a very like formative time in my life to be meeting all of these people who are on a very similar kind of trajectory in life, pursuing higher education, but also like wanting that like social life and wanting to, you know, meet other people. And yeah, I absolutely loved it.
But Michael wasn't really sure of his next steps after school.
I actually moved out of home when I was 17. I remember being a little bit lost after high school. And then once I started uni, I realized that high school wasn't the end. It was actually like the start. And that was really, really fun time because you realize that it's yours, your life is yours for the making and you can kind of do what you want. And that was really cool.
Michael had gained early admission into computer science at UOW, but
that actually didn't really work out for me. I changed pretty quickly once I realized how hard the math was for computer science, and I went into digital communications, which was a much better fit.
Before transferring into digital media, Michael had made some friends in computer science who also lived at Campus East, where Baron lived. But Michael was sharing his own place in town, so Baron and Michael still hadn't run into each other.
I think it was really good to have somewhere like that where I was meeting all these new people to go and, you know, have a drink or hang out. Or but I also had my own apartment with another friend that I could go and study in, you know, and really, like, if I had to do something quite serious for uni or an assignment, I could go and seal myself away and not have to worry about another night of drinking, essentially.
It wasn't until second year where Michael and Baron would finally reconnect. It was 2009. They were 19 and it was UOW Clubs Day. Clubs Day is where more than 120 student-run clubs take over campus to get students involved in all sorts of activities, from Quidditch to cosplay. Baron was recruiting for the Snow Sports Club, which connects skiers and snowboarders from the uni and organises discounted snow trips for students. That's when Michael spotted him.
It was on Clubs Day around the duck pond and around the library. And
I saw Baron outside the library and I sort of wandered over to have a chat.
And Apples stopped by and we reconnected over our love and passion for snowboarding. And
pretty much connected straight away, hey?
Baron's recruiting had worked. Michael joined the club and before they knew it, the pair were off to New Zealand together.
We went to Queenstown as part of the Snow Sports Club and it just happened to be on two of our birthdays, mine and another friend's, both turning 21. It was my first time travelling with a big group and I also don't think I knew many people. I think I might have known only two or three out of 30, Baron?
I think there was more like 40 of us and we had a whole hostel booked out and really made our presence known around the town. We all had matching hoodies and we did some pub crawls and things like that and it was a really, really good time.
It was probably the second or third day, like we were all a little bit rusty and probably a little bit hungover. The snow was probably pretty icy and we took a lift up to the backcountry and we were hiking along a ridge and I think it was with a bigger group, so I felt like I was under pressure to perform and a few people kind of like just dropped down like a chute in the cliff and it's basically pretty narrow and you kind of have to straight line it and whereas normally you'd be able to traverse down and slip and slide down. And I came out the bottom of the chute with a lot of speed because I had to go straight. I caught a bump and I went over face first pretty hard. I broke my collarbone and ended up in hospital for the afternoon. I think I still snowboarded probably after a couple of beers, which wasn't the smartest thing. That's all right. You can do that when you're 20, 21.
They say you don't really know someone until you've travelled with them. And breaking bones on the slopes and drinking in the pubs of Queenstown seemed to be the perfect bonding opportunity for Baron and Michael.
In those formative years when you're out of high school, you're becoming your kind of like adult self and you're kind of like finding your people or finding your crew. That club was like what brought us all together. And then we traveled internationally. And so that really brings you together. You spend, you know, a week together with people, you know, socializing, snowboarding, all the other things in between. And it's like, you really become quite close.
I think you definitely see each other, depending on how you look at it, your best or worst, very early on in your relationship. And, once you've seen each other at that stage, I think you're pretty much set up for a lifelong friendship. I look back, you know, like matching hoodies and like walking around town is like kind of lame, but also they're the experiences that you go away with and like we're still talking about them. And we've got so many experiences like that where we'll never forget them.
That snow trip had been a game changer. They stuck together through uni, snowboarding and studying, Baron graduating in marketing and PR and Michael in digital media. They'd been by each other's side since that first trip to Queenstown, so it made sense for them to take on their next adventure together, moving to Sydney as fresh grads.
Apples had actually moved up to Sydney a little bit ahead of me and had found an apartment and had a spare room and it had just worked out. I was going to move into his spare room and it was just like nice that you take away someone you've kind of like who has a similar experience to you, say of like living in Wollongong and the South Coast for their whole lives, and then you moved to Sydney together, so you're kind of like discovering Sydney for the first time. And I think that was really important when you're moving to a new city, is having someone there who's going through a similar experience to you. And I think that was important to that.
Baron's passion for snowboarding kept him busy, working in a travel agency booking snow tours, while Michael managed to score a marketing gig with the NRL, what he still refers to now as landing his dream job right out of uni.
My first interview was in an ad agency for a graduate role. I didn't get that one. And then the next interview was at the NRL. And I've always loved sport, always saw myself working in marketing. It was crazy to think that it takes some people a long time to get any job straight out of uni, which is fine. That's just the journey some people go on. And then other people like myself are very lucky. You know, I felt very fortunate.
Being so young and scoring that job straight away, was there any imposter syndrome?
I think I didn't really feel imposter syndrome at all, but only because I was so oblivious to, you know, pressures and like my role. You know, I just went in and did my job and sort of was really eager to learn everything. I was very fortunate to have two really good bosses, which made it a lot easier. And I made so many mistakes in that job, and I like even continue to make them now. And I think the earliest thing that they sort of gave to me was that, you know, you have to be okay with making these mistakes, which is a big deal for a young person to learn. And I look at the young people that we work with now in Salt and Kin, and, you know, our junior, I just keep trying to tell her that if you make a mistake, it's so fine, and trying to give that experience back to the people that are now in my position.
Not only had Baron and Michael turned their passions into careers, they'd scored an apartment in Cremorne Point on Sydney's lower north shore with views of Sydney Harbour.
We had good views for New Year's Eve. We had a balcony overlooking the bridge, which was pretty good.
Wow.
We were very popular with friends.
I bet.
So, not popular with our neighbours, though.
So you guys are fresh out of uni and in grad jobs, living in sort of the heart of Sydney. And it's funny because we talk about those formative years of uni, but I feel like you don't realise how formative those first few years in the workforce are. Like, it's exciting, but it's also kind of stressful. You also have this extra freedom from uni and you might finally be earning a decent income. So what was a typical weekend like for you guys in that Sydney apartment?
Well, it was an interesting time because we also had a lot of friends who were also moving from Wollongong to Sydney, and I think a lot of our weekends surrounded around, like, at that age, just going out and going to music festivals and things like that. We were also playing football. Apples' job was he was working for the NRL at the time, so going to different NRL events and functions on the weekend, and anytime we kind of would get away, it was to snow events too. So yeah, still taking what we learned and kind of extrapolating that out into the real world.
Moving in with friends can be risky. You're suddenly sharing all your time and space with each other. For Baron and Michael, it was like a snow trip they would never have to leave. But it worked out great for them. They lived together for 3 years until Baron left for his next adventure.
After living in Sydney for 3 years with Apples, I decided to move to New York City. Always had the kind of like inclination that I wanted to live there, and ended up there without much plan other than just go and see what's happened and put aside a bit of money that I'd saved up, and ended up meeting some other Australians there, and they were forming a creative agency at the time.
At 22, Baron packed his bags and headed to New York City just to see where the wind would take him. He met a bunch of Australian creatives there who wanted to start their own agency. They called it Convicts, as a nod to their Australian identity. And 7 years on, Convicts have 3 offices in New York, Los Angeles, and Australia. They've worked for huge international brands like Audi, Instagram, Nike, and the University of Wollongong.
And So it's been a really wild ride developing that. But working with fellow Australians in New York City is a really inspiring place. There's lots of Australians who leave to learn and grow overseas, and New York really brings together this community of creative people.
We can often empathise with people who are in long-distance relationships, but we don't usually acknowledge how hard long-distance friendships can be. Michael and Baron went from seeing each other every day to only catching up through messages and video calls.
I'm so glad that Baron found that community in New York because, you know, the first 2 or 3 months, maybe even 6 months, like, you know, we would chat almost every day. And, you know, I could tell that he was really struggling and I knew that he went looking for something. I don't think he found it until, you know, you settled into this community. And what makes Baron like such a special person is his ability to connect with people, different people from all walks of life, and really make them feel like they're a part of his inner circle. It was really special for him to find that.
Michael was happy to see his friend find a community and kick his career goals, but staying in Sydney, he couldn't help but feel a little disappointed.
When Baron moved to New York, I think I probably found it a bit tougher than Baron, you know, because I sort of got left behind. And that was an internal thought rather than the reality. But, you know, it said about the strength of a friendship. I also think that you get time to reflect on, and when you can see the person growing, the best friendships will be supportive and appreciative for the person rather than resentful. And I think I really was for a long time, you know, really stoked for Baron and to see Baron grow and achieve his goals and develop as an adult. And you know, that's where I think our life went from into adulthood, when you can see people grow and develop and move forward on their journeys. You go from being a teenager, a youth, a young person to more of an adult for sure. But, you know, long distance friendships are hard, 100%. There was times when I thought, God, Baron, you know, me and Baron aren't as close anymore. But then you'd speak and it was exactly the same.
There'll be times when we probably didn't speak for 3 months or more, and I still knew that I was going to get the same old apples on the end of the line. Of course, our lives change and we go through ups and downs together, but having that strength of friendship and that fact of like going to university together, living together, we have always had this like baseline of friendship that's always going to be there. And so when you hadn't spoken to someone for 3 months, you weren't worried about the friendship. And you also had a lot to catch up on every time you kind of like touched base. So I was never worried about the friendship. And I think it's always going to be there. And it might happen again in this life, you know, this adult life. We might not catch up for a few months, but when we do, it's going to be the same.
Baron had been living in New York for less than a year when his 23rd birthday came up. His friends had organised to take him out for a nice dinner. And when he walked into the restaurant,
Apple's just sitting at the table having a drink, having a beer. And it was
not
like,
much has changed. Unibar or New York, we're still sitting there at the table having a beer.
And yeah, nothing's changed. And it was an absolute shock. It's like, you know, it's a long, long way. Like Nara to Wollongong to Sydney to New York is pretty much as far around the world as you can get. And then to have, you know, someone come that all that way just to have a dinner. He stayed for a few extra days. we had a proper week
best pizza of my life
of New York. It was a shock for sure.
I was fine to make that, you know, effort because I knew that Baron would do the same for me, and I think they're the best kind of friendships. I don't know, maybe you wouldn't, you jerk.
Definitely.
After 7 years in the Big Apple, Baron is now back in his hometown of Nowra. He and convicts are creating a feature-length documentary around meditation and how it impacts the places and people who participate. Having seen everything Baron has achieved, just over a year ago, Michael started his own creative agency, Salt and Kin Studios.
Although convicts and Salt and Kin are a little bit different, I think Baron and I have similar roles in that we're asked to think creatively. We're not necessarily the people on the tools. We're not on Photoshop. We're not behind the camera. we're trying to creatively think about how to connect the brand or client to their customers. And I think, you know, in starting Salt and Kin, I've really relied on Baron or been grateful for Baron's advice in that role. And also, you know, in the actual how to run an agency, because it's really challenging. And when I was trying to figure out my role, I found Baron's advice really helpful. It's been an amazing resource to have. I've just milked the cow dry on advice.
How do you think your friendship has changed over the years?
It's been awesome watching Apple start his business and reconnecting on that level as well, and having that commonality and being able to see the growing pains that they're going through and kind of like talk through that. And I think that has really deepened our friendship at like the adult level and the professional level.
Our relationship has evolved again. And I think that's really encouraging to see that it can evolve again.
Totally, yeah. If you think about all the iterations, it's like the teenage us through to the university us through to like finding our first professional life us and then like business owner us. It's like it's really cool to connect on all those different levels.
Do you think you would have grown in the same way had you reconnected somewhere else that wasn't UOW?
When you talk about what we learn at UOW and the things that I cherish most from UOW is these friendships, you know, and it's that time you spend at the uni bar, on snow trips, like socializing and out and all the things that come in between your learnings and your academic kind of life that have been really important to us, and that's that value that we created of that friendship is paying dividends like 10 years on now.
And that's what, not only like in your personal life but at work, that's what creates a really strong team. This time you spend together that's away from the computer, you know, it's not about work, it's about understanding that other people or other students or other co-workers, they're people as well, and they have all this amazing stuff that they're going through as well that I really want to find out about. And I think that's something that I came away from UOW with, is it's really good to be curious about people. I find that the more you're curious about people, the more you get back from them as well, which is a really cool thing to see and something I almost try and do over the top.
And it's funny, like imagine if you hadn't been recruiting for the Snow Sports Club that day, or Michael, if you weren't on campus on Clubs Day.
That club, not just Baron, like Baron and I obviously very tight, but not just us two. Like I think we got probably 20, 25 of our closest mates still out of that club. And, you know, it's been a really valuable connection or, you know, part of our lives, I think.
I would say, yeah, the our UOW snow sports trip going away to Queenstown was pretty formative in our friendship and relationship. And once you travel with someone, you kind of, you know more about them and you learn more about them. And, you know, we ended up moving to Sydney and living together. So it went well.
It must have been pretty good if we ended up living together and still however many years on being really good mates.
We Are UOW is brought to you by the University of Wollongong. This episode was produced by myself, Lizzie Jack, with help from Grace Golash. Thank you so much to Baron Hansen and Michael Apples Appleford for sharing their story. If you want to learn more about what they do and stay up to date with Baron's meditation doco, you can find his agency by searching convicts.nyc. You can also find Michael's work at saltandkin.com. If you want to hear more about the amazing connections made on the University of Wollongong campus, make sure to follow and subscribe to We Are UOW online or wherever you get your podcasts. If you have a story worth sharing, email us at weareuow@uow.edu.au or share your stories online with the hashtag #WeAreUOW. Next time on We Are UOW, a mechanical engineer, a doctor of grain economics, and an MBA graduate walk into a bar. And they think, hey, we can probably make this vodka.
When they all came together, it sort of seemed like, hey, we've got the skills, there's the market gap, we could have something cool here, let's give it a go. What's the worst that can happen?
That's next time. Thanks for listening.